You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
He was determined to fight the good fight. Are you determined that you're going to fight until the work is done? You got a 12-round bout and you got hit hard in the third round and you ready to quit? You don't understand that your enemy has only trained for eight. And if you can last to the ninth round, he's going to lose his strength. And you'll be able to cakewalk and knock him out. But you want to quit because you got hit hard in the third round. I want to encourage you to keep on fighting.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Shall Not Be Moved. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3.
All from a garden, but you want to violate the promise and say, God, I want my stuff now. And like the prodigal son, you won't even come to yourself until it's all spent. And you're in a hog pen somewhere, and then the hog pen has to make you come to your senses. God wants to set you free from hog pen experiences. If you'll stick with your garden long enough to grow, you won't have to go to the hog pen to learn. Let me teach you while you're in the garden. This is boring. I don't like it. You better get your head together. You got your whole life ahead of you. I'm trying to set a mark that when you get my age, you look over your shoulder and say, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen God forsake his people. You can get mad all day. My job is to straighten out your spine. You twist it. You afflict it. Glory to God. And every time we come to the house of God, God don't look at what we wear. We look at what, whoa, that's nice, that's not nice. We look at all of that. God, see how your stature is. Are you like the tree that I set up around you? Are you bent over? Twisted, don't know what time it is. Twisted all up. Let God straighten your limbs out so you can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, New King James Version. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Come on, immovable. Always, say always. Always abounding in what? The work of the Lord. That means you're producing what he designed for you to produce. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Same verse, New International Version. Therefore, my beloved brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Always give. Now, some of us, we don't understand like trees. The tree gives its full attention to fruit bearing. If it doesn't, you're going to have what we call bittersweet fruit. Good God. In other words, this is why John 15 is so important. Because in John 15, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Hallelujah. And every branch in me that brings forth, that doesn't bring forth fruit, he cuts it down. But every tree or branch that brings forth fruit, I still cut it, but I prune it. Cut it. I prune it. Cut it. I cut it so I can prune it that it can bring forth more. Some of you think when you come to God, you're never supposed to be cut. I'm going to cut if you don't bring forth fruit, but I'm still going to slice so you can bring forth more. With God comes pain. But the tree welcomes the pain from the gardener. Thank you, Jesus. Tree don't complain. It may scream, but it's silent.
and you shall be like a tree that goes through the pruning process without complaining. Thank you, Lord. I'm going through it, but this is my maturity. I'm going to go through it with grace. I'm going to let the gardener slice off some things that's not producing, and I'm going to do it without complaining. I'm still going to stand. You can still count on me. I'm still going to toe my line. I'm still going to pay my bills. I'm still going to remain loyal to God. I'm still going to be an oak of righteousness, no matter how you cut me. Glory to God. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you want to bring forth more, I still got to cut you so you can bring forth more fruit. This is what the gardener knows about trees. If you're bringing forth fruit and you got a dead limb, this is what the tree can't do. It can go through pain without complaining, but it can't do this. It can't separate the dead from the living. So if you got a dead root or a dead branch, the tree is constantly trying to resurrect that which died. Oh my God. It's constantly trying to pump life into that which has died. It's trying to try. I got to get it to grow again. I got to restore that relationship. You know what? But I got to get something going on here because I'm trying to get them to love me again. But you don't understand. That's why you need a gardener. Because the tree can't tell when you're emptying something into something that's dead or you're trying to pump life into something God said that's useless. It's not according to my will. Glory to God. So the gardener has to look at the whole scope of the tree. Its foliage, its fruitfulness, its branches, and say, you know what? I can see growth here, but I got to cut this back. About this time next year, it will be better. Thank you, Lord. I got to give you some pain. I don't like pain, Bishop. I just like pleasure. And if that's your life, you're not mature. Because trees have to go through all four seasons. When it's hot, and it's hot as up there. And when it's fall, that means all of your leaves fall off and you feel naked. And when it's winter, it's cold and ain't no fruit bearing. But thank God for the spring. That's when new growth comes. And about this time next year, oh my God, about this time next year, oh, about this time next year, glory to God. You want stuff to happen instantly, but if you let God work with you, about this time next year, things gonna shift for you. The gardener can see out ahead of you. He's not caught up with it. And the tree is constantly trying to pump life into that which is dead. So the gardener go ahead and cut it off. If we allow you to just grow without a gardener, you will try to pump life into that which is dead and forget that your job is to make sure fruit is sweet and pump life into fruit bearing. That's why when you pull from a tree that got dead limbs, the fruit won't taste right. And the reason why we're tasteless and insipid, and the reason why we don't have no flavor, it's because dead things are still in our lives and it's pumping life from us. That's why Holy Ghost is taking snippets and he's cutting off some things that you can't cut. And he's stopping you from doing what you want to do because next time, this time next year, you won't have the fruit that God wants you to have. So he's got to cut it, cut it, cut it. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it. touch your neighbor and say, let him cut it.
Glory to God.
Oh, my God. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. All the way from Miami, girl. I shall not be moved. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Same verse. Message Bible. With all this going on for us, my dear friends, stand your ground. And don't hold back. Throw yourself into the work of the master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Throw yourself into the work of God. You've been sitting back doing what you want to do, hanging out with who you want to hang out. God said, throw yourself into the work of God. Get busy doing what God has called you to do, and it will help you to stop worrying about the pain of him pruning you so you can bear fruit next year. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the passage refers, I believe, in the scripture to those who mourn in Zion. Back to Isaiah 61, those who mourn in Zion, he's concerned about you. He's concerned about your course. He's concerned about your fruit bearing. Glory to God. He's concerned if you know who the Messiah is. Now the Messiah has come, not only for you, but for all of the Jews and the Gentiles who've accepted the Lord as Lord and Savior in your life. He wants you to look to Christ for salvation. Christ is not in the fads. Christ is not in what this society says. I don't need to know everything about what the society says. I need to know who Jesus is. After knowing him, because when humanity was born, it wasn't society. He created the society. The reason why the society is decaying is because of the fall of the man or the disobedience of the man. And if you want to correct society, you don't correct it with disobedience. You must correct it with righteousness. Thank you, Lord. So the promise of comfort is coming from the Lord. He's saying you're going to be oaks of righteousness. It all comes from the Lord. Before you become an oak, he prophesies it to you. And I'm standing here prophetically to call you an oak of righteousness, and you shall not be moved. Glory to God. Your mourning and your lamenting is coming to an end. For those who mourn in Zion, he's going to give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy. Whew, I'm prophesying to somebody. In the very place that you hurt the most, you're going to laugh. Joy is coming back to you if you just stick with God. On the third day, he brought forth new growth. And I'm speaking life to you in the name of Jesus. Expect things to shift. I didn't say complete. It will shift in 3 days. Thank you, Lord. The Apostle Paul, who writes this in the New Testament, experienced a lot of hardship and afflictions and persecutions and all manner of problems in his life, even in his ministry. We can tell from the scripture that he was scarred. At the same time, he was determined to do three things. Write it down: to fight the good fight. He was determined to fight the good fight. Are you determined that you're going to fight until the work is done? You got a 12-round bout and you got hit hard in the third round and you ready to quit? You don't understand that your enemy has only trained for eight. And if you can last to the ninth round, he's going to lose his strength. And you'll be able to cakewalk and knock him out. But you want to quit because you got hit hard in the third round. I want to encourage you to keep on fighting. Glory to God. I'm preaching to somebody. Fight the good fight of faith. The second thing Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 is to finish the race. So you got to fight the good fight. Then you got to finish it. Write it down. I am a finisher. I think I closed out last year, but I am. I don't know how many people remember the words. I believe God was pushing the word in us today, last year, because he knew that we would struggle this year and we would be ready to quit this year. But he wanted you to get a word that you are a finisher and there is a finisher's anointing. Now you're ready to quit, but you better pull from the word that was already preached. There's enough word in you to get your head together. There's enough word in you to make you to stand. There's enough word in you to keep you moving forward, to fight the good fight and finish your race. Not only should you fight the good fight and finish your race, but you got to keep the faith. There's an enemy that's trying to get us to stop believing that Jesus is Lord. That's your religion. And that's what they say to me. That's your religion, Bishop, but my religion is my reality. And if you really believe that's true, the enemy has already deceived you. You cannot trust your own heart when it comes to you. You got to go to the word. Your heart can't be a mirror to you. The scripture says it's exceedingly wicked and deceitful. Your own heart will tell you you're all right. Every basketball player doesn't have a professional game without who on the court with them. Not the coach, he's on the sideline. No, not another player, because they always gonna tell you you lost. A referee. The one that has a striped shirt on, that's unbiased. And that referee will say, no, that's a foul, or no, you stepped out of bounds. They're going to contest it. That's not true. You can't see. If you go too much, they're going to give you a tech. If you get two, you're out. So go ahead and run your mouth. But there's a referee, and the only true referee for your heart is the word. You will always say, I never stepped out of bounds. Why y'all up on me? Stick to your own business. Let the word be your mirror. It'll tell you when you need to get your heart right. Are y'all listening? Say, why is he so angry? Man, I'm preaching, man. What y'all talking about? This is my moment. This is what God has called me to do. He even gave me gray hair with it. Wisdom. And while he's giving me strength, I'm going to shoot it to you like it's hot. I'm going to drop it like it's hot, 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 and then I'm out. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm closing with this. There are four areas that I believe God wants you to examine after this message, because you shall not be moved. You shall not be moved because you're not going to allow your circumstances to move you. People are moved based on circumstances, okay? But you shall not be moved because you're not going to allow your circumstance to move you. No matter what you go through, you're a tree now, you're going to stay planted. No matter what the season is, I'm going to stay planted. I got responsibilities. I'm a tree. I'm a tree. R. Kelly didn't say that. He said, you remind me of my Jeep. Something like my sound. Girl, you look just like my car. And like my bank account. Ain't no word in that. You remind me of my Jeep. I want to wax it. And something like my sound. I want to pump it. Girl, you look just like my car. I want to drive it. And like my bank account, I want to spin you. Y'all dancing to it, and you can't handle me saying it. I say you're like a tree, and I don't get no amen. I say you're like a tree and can't get you to move. But R. Kelly can tell you, I need to pump it. And you're going after R. Kelly. Where is he? Behind bars. If you want to be locked up, go after it. But if you want to be free, get with the word. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Don't let your circumstance move you. What you talking about? You ain't no Jeep. You ain't sound. You don't look like a car. You're a woman. Nobody should be able to spin you. They will always sell you for something cheaper. Oh, my God. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Get your head together. How you feel about your circumstance? Do they dictate to you? Don't move. My circumstances come. I get aggravated, but it's not going to move me. I am that I am by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Well, Bishop, what makes you semi-successful? I shall not be moved. That's what makes me successful. I don't do stuff fast. You will get bored if you're around me because I do the same thing all the time. I got a brilliant mind, but in terms of my business, I do it every day. I get up a certain time. I drink me some coffee. I meditate and get on my knee and pray. I ask God for help to forgive me and help my family. I pray for you all. And then I get to my job and I do what I do every day. When I don't like it, when I don't feel good, when I'm aggravated, when I'm jealous, I don't care. I do my job, and you need to do your job. And be like a tree planted by the water, saying, I shall not be moved. The potter wants change. He's not interested in changing your circumstance. He uses it to mold you. He wants change, not circumstance change. He's getting change in you. And whatever you're going through, God will use it. If you comply to him, he will use it to change your heart. You'll come out better, more aware of your surroundings, trusting less in yourself and in your heart and trusting more in his word. So you're saying, God, I want you to heal it. No, I haven't moved yet because I'm trying to fix you in it. He wants change, but not your circumstance to change. He wants you to change. Thank you, Lord. The second thing I believe the Lord told me to tell you, don't allow offenses and afflictions to move you. Offenses and afflictions. You can come into the house of God and somebody will offend you. And my message was already prepared before you got here. I'm here to tell you, God says, don't allow offenses and afflictions. That means affliction. That means something happened to you personally and it didn't detach from you for a while. Don't allow it to move you either. You can rise above offenses and afflictions. The offense you can do, this is how you rise above it. You ask God to help you to forgive. The affliction, you ask for deliverance. So if you came here today and you said, Bishop, I'm really afflicted. I'm going to say, why did, and you ask, say that after service. I'm going to say, why didn't you come to the altar call? Well, then you don't want to be delivered. Because let me tell you something about God. You got to get tired of being tired. And when you get to that spot, You'll do something about your circumstance. Some of y'all ain't tired enough. All you want to do is come, maybe sit in a counseling session and say what you don't like. But when I say, okay, I need you to come to church on Wednesday, well, you know I'm busy. I need you to join Focus. I got something to do with that. I need you to get involved with Coalition for Better Family or the Youth Ministry. I'm tired. They don't know what I'm dealing with anyway, but do you want to be delivered or not? Well, you just wasting my time. That's why I like that judge in Texas. She said, y'all just wasting my time. You came here to waste my time? I'm telling you what you need to do, and you're not listening. Thank you, Lord. Don't allow offenses and afflictions to move you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Shall Not Be Moved, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2408-1811. That's reference number 2408-1811.
There is still time to register for the Financial IQ free in-person seminar this Saturday, August 31st at 9 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Learn how to minimize taxes and protect your family's future. Seating is limited, so scan the QR code in the foyer or use our mobile app or website to secure your spot.
Ladies, registration is open for Awaken's 19th Annual Women's Conference, Expectancy, Expect Greater, at Truth Reveal on Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. Hotel accommodations are available at Hampton Inn and Suites off Palm Bay Road. Use group code EWC to reserve your room by Friday, September 13th. Don't miss out. Register for this dynamic event by using the Truth Reveal mobile app, visiting our website, or scanning the QR code in the foyer to join us for a weekend filled with inspiration and empowerment.
Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.